I lived for 3 months, 5 minutes from a cathedral that had been around since the year 1000. I want to tell you this and send you out those doors to lunch with this image. And I know there are folks saying, Jeff, I want to know how. How do you get, you know, yes, but how? Okay, you got me, but how? We've introduced this. And I feel like a goose saying, you know, buy the book, it's in the first section. But I want you to take that home and read it and think about it. Yeah, I do want you to buy the book. I want you to buy it because it comes pouring out of my soul and I want to share it with you. But whether you buy it or whether your neighbor does and you photocopy all the pages, don't tell Howard I said that. And you know what? If there is anybody here at Tulsa who can't afford to buy a copy of the book, I'm serious about this. Come see me. They gave me a few copies to give away. And you say, oh, wow, man, everybody's going to line up. I'm just going to look you in the eye and ask you if it's truth. And if it's truth, as long as they give me a copy to give to you, I'll give you one. I'd encourage you to buy it because a company like Howard's sticking out their neck, publishing a book with the word D-A-N-C-E in the title. There are a few saucer eyes over there when I said, well, this is what I call it, daring to denounce what God. Somehow daring to walk with the Lord just doesn't, it didn't, they tried, but it didn't. The cathedral in Winchester has one window that is so bizarre, it'll stop you dead if you ever go there. And it's the very first window you see. Huge stained glass window. Every other stained glass window is apostles and prophets and Jesus and Mary. And then you see this one window that is modern art. It's just a higgly-piggly, as they'd call it. Just all these scattered colors. And I stood looking at it thinking, ooh, this is cool. They're updating the cathedral. What a cool modernist move. When one of the docents explained to me, that window was blown out by Cromwell when nearly 3 centuries ago that man tried to overtake England and destroy the monarchy. They rode into town and to do one thing that would deface the city, they blew out the most beautiful stained glass window in all the south of England. And the people of the city hid in their homes while Cromwell's forces rode through and shot it up. And after they had left, the people from the city ran out and saw what has happened. And the older women opened their skirts and began to pick up pieces. And they took the pieces home and they hid them in their houses for over 2 years. Until Cromwell had been defeated and the monarchy was back on the throne. And then they assembled at that place and stood staring at that hole. And these old women began to bring pieces out of their houses. And they said the window must go back. And they tried to begin to reassemble. What did it look like? How was it we had done it? And they finally said, let this be done by the hand of God. And they just started putting pieces in. And when it was over, they sang. It is the only window in the world I know of whose designer, if you look it up, was Jehovah God. For He just flung it there again. And it has stood to this day. Oh, I love the other stained glass windows. They remind me of the order of my life. But brothers and sisters, God says, you give me a chance, let me smash a little bit of that order and show you what I can do with a life. When you just grab my hand and we say, let's go.